The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
Ah, no bat.
Bat with Spike?
Nope, we put it in the body.
Damn it.
Yeah.
We put it in the body and we wiped the fingerprints. Done. Got it? Good.
Got it.
You go down a very short flight of stairs to an iron door. So it's basically like step, 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 turn, step, 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 door.
I will inspect the door.
Is this
on the first floor or the second floor?
Main floor.
You went down from the main floor, so this is in the basement.
It's in that main room.
So the iron door is in the basement.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
I wanted to know if this led outside of the structure of the home into something entirely secret.
No. If you actually look at the map, you guys didn't really look at the basement, but notice how the basement is like half the size of the first ground floor.
And there's two stairwells. Got it.
Yep. As you go down... Totally forgot your goddamn name.
Corey.
Corey. I want to keep calling you Crowley since I was talking about Aleister Crowley earlier. Flynn strikes me as a Crowley man.
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, fuck.
Sex cults.
Whoa.
What he's known for.
Dick slaps.
Dick slap.
Lots of dick slaps for Corey in the Golden Dawn.
You mean Crowley? Corey's Golden Dawn is a little bit different.
As you get down there... You detect no traps, Flynn.
Okay.
Since I'm just going to f*** this all to pieces. You detect no traps.
Great.
No perception
I'll
check
try, is there a handle or a knob?
Yeah, it feels like... It feels like it, yeah, it's got a little push. You can just push it right open.
I'm gonna push it right open.
All right.
Just going to give it a little pushy, push, push.
You find a largish room. It's sort of like
that's
you.
That's mine.
It's like a largish room, and to try and give you an idea, this is like maybe 2/3 the size of the grand hall you were in just above it. So a good sized room, and it looks like when you first open the door, there's a small hallway just kind of leading into another secondary space, but I have a feeling that the first space is going to capture your attention first.
I'm swinging my bat.
Along one wall, the workshop holds a bizarre array of medieval torture devices.
The workshop. That's a very important name.
I'm getting there. To call it a workshop is that it has got a few benches and places set out. You see a bizarre array of torture devices. Rack. You see an Iron Maiden. I don't know how much of this Corey could identify, but I'm assuming that the archaeologist behind him could, even though I don't think Iron Maidens were ever actually real.
Hey now. Yes, they were.
On the workbench rest tongs, pincers, thumbscrews, knives. There's a brazier in the center of the room. Opposite that wall is some shelves with a desk and three more tables. All of which are cluttered with an assortment of jars, small boxes, tins, a statuary, so several statues grouped together, scrolls and books. Sitting on the shelves are four somewhat unhealthy-looking plants in good-sized planters.
We know what the real torture is in here. Got a f***ing fire pit and no ventilation. Just choked to death.
It's what happened to the plants.
What kind of plants are they?
You gonna go over and take a look at the plants?
Sure. Does it eat me?
Wolfsbane, little nightshade.
Little Mary Jane. Purple sticky punch.
What the fuck?
Botany?
Oh, I don't have a botany.
I've never had that.
I have biology and chemistry. Why am I not down there?
It's a great question.
I have science geology.
Right. No. It is a spiny and somewhat diseased looking plant. As you go up, they actually are almost about 12 inches tall. Like, they actually appear to be growing quite well, despite the lack of any natural light down here. You wouldn't assume that they've been moved. Like, they have some slight dust on them from, like, you could tell that this room has been smoky before. It doesn't look like things have really moved. Like, if you shift the pot, you can see, like, the soot has built up around it. Sure. So these seem to be growing in total darkness.
It's a bit odd.
Roll spot hidden, Lucas.
Don't kill me. That is an ought nine. That is an extreme.
I shoot her in the face.
You see, sort of tucked between, so it's got the shelves, and like I said, it is definitely like a workplace. It's got all kinds of just things, like, just sort of scattered about in a way that just, like, every person who has a garage has their garage organized. Like, I can totally find it, but not quite true.
Yep.
It looks like somewhere between the plants and the scrolls and books off to the side, you see two little, like, vials that seem out of place.
I pick them up.
Within these vials, they appear to be, it says they are metal. They're about an inch long.
Mm-hmm.
So very, you know, not very long, not very big. So, I mean, we're talking almost like what at that size, like
cyanide capsules.
Yeah. Like capsules or something, little metal capsules or almost like bullets, tiny bullets. There appears to be some sort of like bizarre star shaped design etched on them.
Any kind of design that I recognize as being Egyptian?
Roll.
Or I guess I could roll a cult on it.
Do you have any Cthulhu mythos at all?
No.
Okay.
Would Weatherton think of them as brands?
No, probably not. Okay. It doesn't strike you as that. Roll a cult with a penalty die.
Ooh.
Theoretically, you might have come across it in the occult.
What did they roll over there? I see a 20. Can't
it's
tell.
An 80, so it's not going to matter.
It's a fail.
It's gonna fail either way. It doesn't matter what I roll.
Yeah, it's a... as you pick it up, you kind of, like, twist it. You ever take, like, a gel capsule?
Yeah.
Like, you know how they're kind of squishy and, like, the metal isn't squishy, but you move it back and forth and you feel kind of like water seeking its level. There's, like, a fluid or something that's at least somewhat viscous inside.
You can hear it shaking if I kind of shake it.
I mean, it's really small. Put it up close to your ear, maybe you could.
Right.
Flint, while you're down there, anything you want to look at while he's sort of poking
I'll
around the
check
plants?
Out the statuary.
You see several statues, actually. One piece is about a 6-inch bust of a pharaoh similar to the painting that you saw, carved from ebony. You see a 12-inch bust of that same pharaoh, so like small one and the slightly larger one. This one carved from marble. You see a broken wooden statuette that appears to be a crocodile-headed man. You see a portion of a broken stone tablet, roughly 2 feet square, on which a number of inverted ankhs have been carved, which appears to be defacing the hieroglyphs underneath it.
Is that Kemet? The crocodile god?
I can't remember.
Kemet?
What was the name of that tomb and tomb?
Man and crocodile. Yeah, buddy. Professor, any of these maybe match up with the bust mentioned in the letter? Or of any significance?
Archaeology roll.
I can actually do that one. Yes.
Most of these pieces date back to the third dynasty of Egypt. So these are old Egyptian pieces.
Would I be able to decipher which one should probably belong in Giza? Or, well, not Giza, sorry.
Cairo.
This one. Jazira Muhammad.
Yes. They all are ancient Egyptian. Any one of them could be the piece that's referred to. I don't know if he gave you any other words in terms of,
there's
like...
There's nothing specific. It just says the bust.
The bust that was taken.
In his name do we serve is mentioned. So it's specific to a...
It's going to be the Black Pharaoh bust.
I mean, yeah.
That was taken by somebody.
But that's not what we're not seeing that type of bust.
You're
right?
Seeing something carved out of ebony.
All right, so it's that one then.
Ebony being the opposite of ivory. That is a black.
Yeah, I mean, bust there is a pharaoh with similar features to the one in the painting, carved in ebony. There's also a 12-inch one carved in marble. You've got the crocodile-headed one. Could be any of them.
Probably the one that's carved in ebony.
Could be.
Does it tell you who the crocodile one is? Is it Kemet? Am I right? That's a Lucas question.
Since you made your archaeology role, you believe that this is a depiction of one of the children of the Sphinx.
Doesn't give you the name of it, though.
That's what it says in the book.
I really struggle whenever there's any, like, terminology or depiction of a mixture of human and crocodile at any point in time because of God's teeth.
We'll get there.
Not a clue.
Not get there. No.
That's going
to
be a thing.
No.
I haven't listened to it.
That's supposed to be out later this year.
I haven't listened to it.
You mean playing God's Teeth.
Yeah.
Got ya. I thought you were talking about in this game. I was like, I can't play God's Teeth.
Well, I've never listened to it because I want to play it. Is the ebony one the smaller one then that we could probably just pick up and take?
Yeah, I mean, the other one's 12 inches, so I mean, that's not a very big statue either. Like, they might be a little heavy.
I have big
heavy
pockets. I'll take the 12-inch one.
The ruler-sized right one?
I mean, we can make another knapsack out of another sheet.
Schroeder.
Yes.
You notice as you're kind of moving about and a few other things, obviously there is a place where you've got... on one of the tables, I guess I should see, you see a large cushion of purple velvet.
Okay.
Upon which you see two what you would best describe as scepters.
How big are we talking? Are we talking like scepters that you would wield in potential combat and or magic scepters?
I mean,
similar to the one that's in
18 inches.
Similar to the one that's under lock and key right now. That's in the lockbox.
I mean, that was more of a staff.
It was like a staff / club. Less.
Yeah. Are
they like extremely like ornate? I would think of as, I don't know, like something that Merlin would like hold.
Yes.
Like, as an American, like as I'm looking at this with no formal education.
Well, but you did spend some time, as I recall, in the British Library.
I did.
You would see these would be something more commonly depicted that you would see on the sarcophagi that you saw when you have the pharaoh with the crossed arms holding the scepters. So sort of their scepters of office.
Professor, what do you think of this?
He picks it up.
In his name do we serve, yeah? Does it go off?
Absolutely.
This is exploded in a flash of light.
The problem is we're talking about two different cults, so if I go, Nyambe, the power is mine, nothing changes, because it's the wrong words.
Each scepter appears to be...
In his name do we serve.
Each scepter is about a foot long. One ends in like a shepherd's crook, and the other ends in an inverted ankh.
How do these look?
They look like the staffs of office for a pharaoh, except they're not the typical symbols.
What if I cross them?
Very pretty.
And go, in his name do we serve.
What did I do?
I'm
so dead.
Hit the dirt.
So just like
pew pew pew.
Yeah. Big laser shoots out of his eyes.
My eyes go black like Larkin's, and you hear a voice you've heard before coming from.
Do
the
we need
basement
to leave the room?
No. for Mr. Corey and the professor, please roll sand.
Oh, God.
I'm not there for a reason.
Pass.
He does stupid stuff even when I'm not there.
I was.
I'll call it one if you pass.
I was wondering.
I did not.
Okay. We'll call it two then, Flynn.
Uh-huh.
It was Yogg-Sothoth. Yogg-Sothoth he met in space, right?
I don't know if we determined that or not.
We got a name. I just don't remember what it was. I'm looking.
So Eustace, you've been feeling pretty shitty. Like things hurt.
Yeah.
You've not had a great evening. So you're like, ha 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 ha, and you cross these, and when you cross them, it's like a tuning fork just went off in your body. You feel a thrum, and like suddenly you feel better, stronger. You feel empowered, but it's like something deep down in your soul. Like you're like, yes. It's like when that energy drink kicks in or something, you know, or the caffeine. Like, you get that sudden rush, that sudden high. You two motherfuckers see, when he crosses those, when he crosses the scepters, he starts glowing green.
Like a neon green, or?
A little more dark and sinister than a straight neon. Like, maybe more of a hunter green neon. But yeah, like, he crosses them, and it's like, and he starts glowing a la fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi in Empire Strikes Back or some shit.
A la Jeff in, what was that game? The one where he gets irradiated and learns the spell to make
him. That was a DG.
Yeah.
I'll just very calmly...
Take a step back?
Not do that. Take a hold of my bat. Say, hey fella, you all right?
Yeah, I feel great, actually. It's the best I felt all night after I got stabbed by
you
that
may
crazy
want to put
one.
Those down.
Yeah, could you put those down?
What's wrong with...
Yeah, go... Yeah, keep putting them down. Keep...
You guys see, as soon as he goes from a crossed position across his body, as soon as he breaks that plane, the glowing stops.
Do I see the green on myself? Like, would I notice, like, a light...
I mean, that's the thing, is if I painted a dot on your forehead, would you know that it was there?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I...
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, what, like, did I notice any green, any
wasn't
glow?
Like, it wasn't like you were blinking or anything.
Right.
So I think probably for Eustace doesn't... The second your wrists, like, pass and it becomes, you know, instead of crossed, it becomes parallel and then separated. And once you reach that breaking point, he stops glowing and you suddenly feel diminished.
Okay, well, I feel like shit again, so I'm going to hold on to these in case we get in a fight.
Yeah, good luck fighting with your hands crossed, man.
I can cross them with one hand and fire out of the other.
Not sure that's how that works.
You see
anything else in this room?
I mean, there's like hundreds of books. There are jars, tubes, boxes, tins, bags, sacks, pouches. There's a whole desk.
I'll go through the desk.
The desk is unlocked and holds...
But it was the crossing of them, not me saying words.
You wouldn't know.
I mean,
I'm gonna back up and cross them without saying words.
I see a glow. Hey!
There's a number
of investigators. We need to find out how this works.
There's a number of documents, and as you sort through them, you find a bit of ledger paper.
Jesus.
And you also find what appears to be a half-written note. I'll give it to Flip. Read this one. We'll pass this one the other way.
Okay. This one.
Is it in French? Or Spanish.
Might as well be.
I know, I couldn't read it. This one says Miser House at the top, Walton on the Naze, Essex, then inverted cross or inverted Ankh at the top.
Would it be helpful if I read what's on my sheet that is printed?
Probably, because I can't read the fucking word of
this. Can I see this one? I'll see if I can read it.
I see the word, I see the name Jack Brady, Elias. Elias has been dealt with by your friend in New York. Now we must turn our other problem, namely Jack Brady. I understand that he may be in Shanghai, and ask if you would
direct
your answers to hunting him down.
Resources
to hunting him down. It is
stupefying.
Oh, that's not a cross T. It is stupefying that this troubling man has evaded us for so long. He may become an obstacle to our great plan, which, by the way, is capitalized, great plan. If you wish, I will. Oh, I forgot to read the top.
I believe it's supposed to be attention.
Does it say pale something?
It says pale viper.
Pale viper. So this is to the pale viper.
That's weird, though, how that says that. I don't know if it's... It says, for the attention, pale viper, comma. Whatever you want to read from that, that's a very odd way of putting things.
Sure is.
Because it didn't say to the attention, it says for the attention.
It's probably supposed to be a to, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, either way, there is no signature, it's not from anyone specific.
But it is in the Miser House.
It is in the Miser, it's on the Miser House's header.
So, Elias has been dealt with by our friends in New York, now we must turn to our other problem, namely Jack Brady. I understand that he may be in Shanghai and ask if you will direct your resources to hunting him down. It is stupefying that this troubling man has evaded us for so long. He may become an obstacle to our great plan. If you wish, I will. And then the next mark is just stopped, because that's clearly where whoever was writing stopped writing this partial letter.
So...
There's a mark on the paper.
Are we going to Shanghai then?
I'm not there.
Jack Brady, Flynn, if you don't remember, that is the bodyguard for Roger. That is like Roger's inseparable buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So okay. You are very interested in the fact that Jack Brady may in fact be alive.
Okay. We had mentioned that to Ms. Carlisle, who was like, no.
Listening back and looking at this, would seeing the MISR in Miser House prompt me to think of Owen because of his note?
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of that, you begin to hear clanging from the other room.
Other room? Like me? Like upstairs or next door?
It's a great question. I leave these here just in case Lucas can end an episode. I don't know if you ever can, but I do try and seed them to you.
Sometimes.
Okay. The clanging is coming further on from where you folks are.
So in the other downstairs room.
Correct.
I think as soon as I have that thought, I'm going straight to that door.
It's not so much a door, it's like an open passage, it's a short hallway.
I would probably be like preparing myself for a battle.
I have my bat in hand.
But I'm thinking Owen's like chained up in this basement.
Ledger paper though, holy fuck.
You can't read shit.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I know exactly what this says.
I haven't even had a chance.
I had a
look
glance. I couldn't see what it was. I didn't get a chance to really look at it. So,
is it spells?
No, it's probably where people were have been sent.
You hear
items.
You hear the clanging of chains, and as you rush in, you see that there are about a dozen cells with iron doors.
Sorry, it's taking me like two or three read throughs, but this is gold. I'm just gonna sit here reading this letter.
Go ahead.
Should any of the people that are rushing towards cells read that?
No.
Okay.
Jasmine's like, whatever you do, don't open cell door 7. As they open cell door 7.
No. This is not at all related.
I don't think we're all going to fit on the boat now.
That is like a shipping ledger.
We don't know how many doors are actually open.
Are the doors closed?
The doors are closed.
Okay. I'm so excited. So excited, guys.
Looking in the cell doors.
The one making noise appears to be a young Middle Eastern woman. You see her stop making noise as soon as she sees you.
I pop around to see if it's the one who had us come out.
You notice Yalisha, who then begins banging.
And when she sees me?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought he was... He's carrying one of their weapons.
No, we left that one upstairs. This is a American made.
Oh. Please, you have to get us out of here. They're going to kill us all.
Louisville Slugger, written on it.
I want that now. Somebody give me a bat and put a...
I've got an old lawman bat that you could use.
Hollow it out, put a fucking spike in it. That'd be
awesome.
You
know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
How many other people are we seeing?
Are you going to start throwing open all the cell doors?
I would jump from door to door to see who's in one of them. I wouldn't even talk or like yell.
You do see a very sluggish, battered and beaten Owen slumped in the corner, like face down, chained to the wall.
Visibly breathing?
Spy hidden?
Yeah.
Yes.
By half. Okay.
He looks bad. I mean, every person that you start seeing in these cells appears to be battered and bruised.
I would go straight. Does the door just open, or do we like do we need
they
keys?
Do appear to be locked.
Okay.
Are there keys hanging on a wall somewhere?
Going back into the other room, you do see that there was a wall hook with a chain of keys. It is very easy to start. Yeah. You gotta get that Foley art. Although on the part of the mic where it actually picks it up is probably.
I didn't want it too loud.
Okay. There you go.
Keys.
Where are my keys?
We're not there yet. We'll get there this session.
You start opening up. You find a number of victims, but predominantly the two that you would be interested in, I assume, are Yalisha and Owen. Okay. Owen is groggy, barely there. He looks battered and beat to hell. Yalisha slightly better, but not a lot.
Okay.
I'm so glad that you are here. We must run. We were shouting. You did not hear us.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Walls appear to be like lined with something to block sound?
Not that you could tell, but that you know this was right. Like they're right under the room with all the gunshots. Like,
well, that's true, but they haven't been for a while.
Yeah, they've been down here. They've been down here for several days,
but they haven't been. Their voices would not have been hidden behind. Like, we opened that door, and we didn't hear anything.
It's a dramatic effect, Lucas. You would have rushed in there, and then you would have missed all the clues. Like, if Jasmine is as excited as she should be about that that ledger, you wouldn't have picked that up.
Okay, fine, go. Do you think? Play the game.
I'm so glad you saved me. She says, hugging Professor Graham deeply.
Yeah, you know her.
Yeah.
Can I get that fiver back?
It's one of those weird side hugs.
You would.
Don't let the parts touch.
Slapdicks.
Yeah, otherwise. Spot hidden from the anyone who's still looking in cells.
I would.
Yes.
Yes.
Alt 5.
One of you noticed that one of the cells is empty, but that there is an item laying in a small puddle of water in that cell, if you bother to open
what
it up.
What is there?
I will inspect it.
It's interesting that you use the word inspect. It is a wallet, and the only thing in that wallet is a warrant card, which I would assume is basically a police ID for one Inspector Gregory Munden of New Scotland Yard.
Did we know of an inspector missing?
No.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I'm assuming this was information Jeff just never gave us.
You let him get beat to death in the hallway, Lucas.
Well, you should fucking roll better.
Thanks, Logan.
Yeah, I forgot that's who it was.
Well. If you guys don't want to talk to any of the NPCs, at this point, Owen is out of it. He's going to have to be, like, more or less dragged out of here.
So we got the big man.
You see a couple of other, for lack of a better term, Egyptian nationalists. Mm-hmm. You get the very quick sense that if people were being abducted, like Alicia said, this is probably where they were being held.
Yep.
And probably Owen's letter makes a lot more sense now.
Sure.
Because he was trying to tell us that he was going to he was being taken to the miser house, or was at the miser house.
Potentially. Either way.
Idea roll.
Nope.
Okay.
No idea.
All right, so we come...
Or maybe it wasn't him.
We come walking up with Owen. Did you go down with us this time? No.
That is a weird thought.
What I just said?
Yes.
That he wouldn't have actually known the name of the Miser House. So they were somebody else was drawing us here.
Yeah, it was a trap.
Well, it was a trap that they weren't really prepared for.
It also was his
We're still here, so...
Can I see your...
He wants another skill roll.
Yeah, no one has Latin. Drop it.
I have Latin. No one has Arabic.
Oh, that's what it was.
Flynn, I'll give you a psychology roll.
I have psychology.
Yeah, but there's a reason why I want why I want him to make it.
I'll spend 3 luck.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Since it regenerates. So
fuck you!
Nope. Screw that. You're going to wish you had those 3 points later. What Schroeder is saying, essentially out of game, you confirm in game. It seems very odd to you that given his state, he clearly didn't come willingly, and how many people who are taken captive know where the fuck they're going to write a secret note telling you where they're going and giving you the name of where they're at. This smells like a setup. But you know that if this was a setup to come here,
we'd all be dead. Or in those cells.
Why the fuck didn't they light you up the second you stepped foot on the property? Like, based on what they told you, that was a random patrol sweep. They got unlucky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they weren't prepared at all. They seemed surprised that those two were there. They had no fucking clue you guys were there. If this was a setup, something's not right.
It's a Shafik Gavigan power struggle within the cult.
That's actually not a terrible thought.
It was a setup for a not trap.
We were being set up by the person who actually caught him to destroy the people that were holding him.
I don't know if you could make that supposition if you didn't necessarily inherently know already that she kidnapped him. But knowing that, it sounds like an interesting idea.
Well, cool. Shafik was the last one to see him, and now he's at Gavigan's property.
Sure,
like,
sure.
We should.
But if you didn't have the outside knowledge of him being literally abducted by her, you might not be able to reach that conclusion.
Should probably go. Yeah, get these people to safety. Save the day.
Yep.
What was on that ledger, mate?
Do you care about anything else?
I have a weird question.
Sure.
Based on the layout of this house, I don't see another stairwell for the other passage.
Secret passage?
Correct.
They don't put the stairwells on the map because then you would know they were there.
But there's another stairwell there.
Yeah, those are the two stairwells you've already seen. The grand hall and then the servant's stairwell from the kitchen.
Oh, I didn't see the tiny servant.
Oh, so we still have a second.
I didn't see the tiny servant priest stairwell.
Yeah. There was the other priest hole if you wanted to look in that.
Oh, I thought that's where they were.
They were in the left one.
Okay. So then what's in the right one?
Because
it was used more often, right?
No, the left one was used more
the
often.
One where
I got that backwards. I apologize.
The right one appears to be a small cell about half the size. There are rats down there. It is
There's
completely deserted.
There. Okay.
No. Yeah. It's just kind of meant to fuck with. Like, it's one of the many, many things about this game. You could be like, I search for one. And I'm like, you see one. Hey, guess what? You see the right one. And if you like go down and you're like, oh, well, that's cool. It has a priest hole. And then you completely fucking miss everything else.
Gotcha.
This game has a million spots like that. I love it. Because it feels like you're in a fully fleshed out world.
I mean, you get more achievements at the end of the game.
Jasmine,
I'll share with the group.
You've been quiet for a while, but would you like to share some information about the ledger?
Can you read it?
Right.
Okay. So the things that I want you to note.
Did you read both sides?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it talks about where the Pale Viper is. Because something was delivered to them.
Pale Vipers deliver to Hanson? Hudson?
Hanson Darby?
Manufacturing Darby. Derby.
Mm-hmm. So, the Pale Viper is based out of Derby. You also see that Omar...
Al-Shakti.
Al-Shakti has a better address, and there are things being shipped to Darwin, Australia, as well as Shanghai with an actual contact name. One of those items is an 18-inch statuette. One of them is solid gold. One of them that is canceled is an amulet of some sort. It is a freaking shipping ledger of all of the antiquities they've been shipping all over the world.
Al Shakti. Was that the name of
the... That's the name in the purple letter.
The first letter.
The one we just got.
Does that name corroborate with the name we got from...
No.
The shipper from Africa?
No. Not at all.
No.
Are you sure?
I will look in my notes. You keep reading.
Yeah, I'll look at that in a minute. I'm more concerned with this.
Is that all that's on there? Is there anything else?
Oh, there's plenty. There is plenty on there. If you would like, I can read it out. Oh, and there's something about the bloody tongue. A representation of the bloody tongue. Okay.
That way everybody at home knows what we're talking about.
Great. 1924, May 23. Invoice number 32098. Fabricated material and parts. Prototypes to Pale Viper. C.O.
Care of.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I'm just making sure for the audience that wouldn't see the slash between them and might think you're saying company or something
else.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Yes. Care of Hufang, I'm going to assume.
Hufang Import and Export.
Okay.
Shanghai.
Yep. 6/18 is as though it's written as a date, meaning delivered 3 weeks later. Telegram sent. June 24th, receipt of technical schematics and blueprints, Pale Viper, delivered to Hudson Manufacturing, Derby.
Derby.
It is Derby?
Okay. Yeah, it's not Derby, it's Derby.
Well, yes, that then.
Derby's in Australia, Derby's.
Thank you. July 15th, receipt number 2067, ancient machine parts from, is that Houston?
I believe it's Houston, Australia.
Houston, Australia.
Oh, we've actually heard that.
Deliver to...
Houston was the last name of...
Yes, it was. Someone who was on the expedition. Yeah. I can't tell Houston, the difference between their H and their W.
It's definitely... The thing you need is it's delivered to Henson Manufacturing Derby.
Same one as before. This one says Fragile. ASAP. July 22nd, 1 week later. Invoice number scribbled out. Cancel. Custom ring bearing Sphinx... Sphinx head manufactured Derby again. Derby. Lots of ink splotches. Going to the next page. Same year, which is the year previous. August 9th. Invoice number 32121. 24-inch statuette of the Father of Serpents. Solid gold. Checked off. Insurance certificate with a, what looks like a serial number. To Huston. Care of Randolph Shipping in Darwin, Australia. There is something I cannot make out in the margin because it is scribbled out. November 13th, so quite a gap here. Receipt number 2081, forwarding of, quote, Red Diary of Anselm du Montfort? Question
okay.
mark?
Sure.
To Omar al-Shakti, Cairo, Egypt. December 4th, invoice number 32129, astronomical charts, celestial references, and large 6-foot statue, representational of bloody tongue, to, and I am not going to be able to make this out, Ahija Singh?
Aja Singh.
A-H-J-A.
Yeah,
Singh. Kilindulli Harbor?
I think it's Kilinolini Harbor, Mombasa, Kenya.
Yep, I got that part. December 7th, receipt number 2085. I'm going to need help with this one. I've been trying to figure this out. I want to say it's Devita Sutak and associated something. Third Dynasty, 8-inch, not sure. U.F.Cord. Dot.
This is for you.
From
just because you would know this inherently.
H. Sorry, Clive, Cairo, Egypt, 712.
Derby's a pretty good way up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
These are the notes I couldn't figure out. Lots of good stuff.
Professor Graham, idea roll.
Yes. It's a hard pass. Okay.
So Professor Graham, who would obviously know British geography, that's what you would know in terms of Derby, in terms of Walton-on-the-Naze, and in terms of London.
Yeah. So Derby is about 3 hours and 20 minutes north of where we are. Slightly west.
No, like extremely west. Like halfway across the country.
We're extremely east right now.
Yes.
We're on the east coast,
yes.
Correct.
Aja Singh was the Juju House contact in Mombasa.
Oh, that's the number. That's the next
Mombasa.
Name.
Yeah. I spelled it wrong.
That's the name we got from the warehouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last shipment was early January, and according to this, there were several others. But okay. Yes.
So I don't think Lucas quite got the clue, but Professor Graham would get it for sure.
The last shipment early is the stuff that we got in the lockbox.
Talking to the mic, please. Yeah.
The last shipment that was early January that just came into the Juju House, the items that we took from the Juju House that are in the lockbox?
No. That was charts, celestial references, and a 6-foot statue of the Bloody Tongue.
Yeah, we didn't find that anywhere.
No. That went to Kenya.
Oh, okay.
So if you look at London, right?
Yeah.
If you look out to the left... out to your left, my left. If you look out towards the channel, that would be where you're at now, because you're actually on. Sorry.
But Derby is going north, and that would be
far west.
The workshop. That's
correct.
The connection.
So that's why when you guys all said, "Oh, we're going to the workshop," this is why the Brits would not have necessarily said that's going north. That's going seaside. That's
we did go to the workshop, but we just didn't go north.
Right. We didn't go to the house, which would be. This
Jasmine idea roll.
This is called the
this
miser
manufacturing
house,
21 to by half.
The manufacturing may be a workshop.
Yeah. I was about 30 seconds away from that. Okay, and I can't tick int.
Well, that worked out nicely that all clicked for me finally for Owen, and then he was in the next room.
It was kind of like I was just kind of...
Like, come on, guys.
Like sooner or later, they're going to be like, wait, weren't we supposed to find a dude? Shouldn't there be a cell down here?
Is she able to roll medicine or anything on him to help him out or no?
Yes, Troy doesn't die.
Great.
Cool.
Troy can't come with us because he is impaired and unconscious.
No, but we can get him to a hospital.
Nah. Okay. Sure. Take the kidnapped person from the people that were...
All the other kidnapped people have to go somewhere anyway.
Flynn,
we can't just leave them here.
Can we take her with us?
You tell me.
Why? She set you up the first time. She's a trap here. Put her back in the cell.
It's a trap!
Do you guys all come back upstairs with the prisoners
and
the items and the ledger?
Crack, 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 crack. Crack, crack. I don't know how many people are actually down there when we come back up.
He's just throwing snap pops. That's all you're doing.
Yes, there's significantly rocks. More people than you expect to come out of that basement. Come out of that basement.
It's a clown car.
Yashinda? Yalisha? It's very nice to see you again. I'm glad you're in.
They are all looking around at the fucking shit show of corpses that are laying about the room.
Keep moving.
Yeah.
We'll fill you in on the way, but we need to get you on the boat first if the boat's still there.
Bit of a mess, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go.
Your very accurate chronometer gives you a very exact time, like 3:17 and change. It's getting late.
How long would we think it's been since the guy ran? In the car.
An hour.
Hour at least.
Hour and a half, maybe.
We gotta go.
We gotta get these people somewhere safe. We gotta get on a boat and get the fuck out of here.
My dear, would you like to come with us? It sounds like we're leaving the country.
Did we ever find out anything about missing persons reports? Like, would any of these people Like, let's say we called.
We Scott never got the yard. Missing persons report.
Like, did we ever have that conversation?
Not really. Nope. I mean, Jeff knew. I mean, the inspector let you know that there were people who were missing, and they thought maybe being abducted. But again, it was all. That's when Jeff started looking into it because now it was starting to click. Whereas before, it was just like someone was targeting Egyptian nationalists, and people were going missing. Maybe they were, you know, in the country illegally and running, or maybe they were, you know, expats that were like, screw this, someone's attacking Egyptians. Like, he was never able to make any solid connections.
I just wasn't sure if we ever got any descriptions of other people or anything.
No, but Yalisha would let you know, like, these are all people within her community. These all were folks who either frequented the Blue Pyramid or the Egyptian / Moroccan cafes. Like, it's a small subset there in and around the Blue Pyramid. Like,
do the way these people look make them seem obviously unkempt for an extended period of time?
You get the sense that nobody's been here longer than, like, maybe a few days or a week.
Really?
Okay. Nobody's been here, like, years.
How soon is the new moon to right now?
Jasmine?
I thought we looked at that because we had just missed it. Another week
or two. No, but that was, like, a week ago.
Well, I'm just trying to, well, in my head, I'm thinking because of Owen's note, it shouldn't be longer than the full moon or the new moon, meaning when everyone was.
Today is
be.
The 16th, correct?
15th. Well, yes, we're now in Monday.
It is last quarter, visible, 60% and dropping. The new moon is about 1 week away.
Well, the idea is that based on what we know now, me putting together the information from the note, that all of those people would be. Have been sacrificed in a week's time.
If you guys had dicked around about another 4 or 5 days, Troy's character may or may not be dead.
Okay.
On a mission.
I think we leave everything open. All of the freaking suits of armor. We just leave the doors open.
I say we burn it down.
I say we do that too.
Send in a message.
Yalisha, what are you doing now? Now that you're free, are you just going back to trying to live your life in London? Or
Well, I'm not going back to the Blue Pyramid.
Are you going to Scotland Yard?
I do not know. I want to get home and see my family first. I'm sure they do not expect to see me ever again.
Do you feel safe going home after all this?
I guess the real question is, are we going to Derby? Because if we're not going to Derby and just leaving, I think that we're okay with not worrying about clearing our names or the potential that we're involved in this. But, like, if we're going to stick around in the country, we might want to
think... I don't think we can. Not with Barrington.
Yeah, that's like, I don't...
I think we hightail it back to London, we get our shit, and we leave. Okay. I don't know where we're going next, but it's probably just France for the moment.
Yeah, I can get my guns there.
Your guns are in your hotel room!
In a box, going to Europe.
So ultimately, you can get everyone packed. You can get on a boat. You can get them back. Obviously, I don't know what's going on with the boat rental because now it's fucking, you know, like 3 or 4 in the morning.
They'll get it back eventually.
Oh, I just leave it at the docks and you walk.
Lose your deposit or whatever.
It wasn't our money.
Drop a couple knuckles.
You're obviously all exhausted. So the real question is, where are you going? Owen probably needs to go to a hospital.
Yes. I mean, everybody should probably have medical attention.
Everyone should. That doesn't mean that they will. Right. Obviously, there is a time crunch here, you feel like.
I mean, all of the people we found should probably have medical attention.
Most of them are going to, like, basically you land and Yalisha and just about everyone else scatters. Fair. Hey, thanks. We're getting the fuck out of here, that's what occurs.
That's perfectly fine. I say we get on a train and we sleep on the train.
Well, no.
It's only a two-hour train.
I mean, you could get... From this sort of remote area, it's going to be a couple of hours, but I mean, it's not going to be not many. I mean, the train's probably going to be 5 or 6.
Sleep on a bench right outside the train station.
You can make it work. The real question is, where are you going?
London.
Back to London.
We have to. We have to go back and get the stuff. At the
from London, where do we go next? Do we go to Shanghai?
I'm more concerned with getting on a boat across the channel. And getting somewhere that we're not immediately hunted.
If we can get then somewhere we'll figure safe, out where we we're can going contact Miss Carlisle.
Yes.
Let her know what we found.
You go to the bank and you get the stuff. Or unless we're going to burn our identities because we're f***ing leaving. Because I don't really want to implicate you too. Never mind.
No.
Appreciate it.
No, it's fine.
No, it's not, because you cackled.
I did cackle.
It's a safety deposit box in our name. How is he going to go open it?
I'll go.
My name is Sybil.
Like hell.
Just me or in general?
Yeah.
This is Sybil Ripley Robertson.
Hello.
That's an extreme.
That lockbox was not under her name.
It was not.
It's under Owen's.
No, it was not.
Nope. It was waiting for us.
Under
it's
Eric,
under Carlisle's.
Oh.
And I'll take care of it.
It shouldn't be a problem then.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Back to London.
We had it because we had.
So you go back to London.
So what we really need to talk about is when are we going to, like, where are we most likely going to run into another character that Jeff's going to come play? Is he going to be Jack Brady if we go to Shanghai?
Maybe.
Like,
we
just need to force him to be in the game when he doesn't want
that
to. That's what we need to figure out.
This ledger gives us leads all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going back a couple of sessions, we said we wanted to go to Egypt unless we found something in the Miser House that told us to go somewhere else. We now have leads all over the world.
Just saying.
We're not going to Derby.
Australia to begin with. That's all.
We've now got a contact that we can go track down at Randolph Shipping in Darwin, Australia, with a 24-inch statue of the Father of Serpents.
We've heard Father of Serpents other places as well.
I kind of blocked that out of my mind, so...
Why did
I know
you...
it's from August.
No. Idea roll, Mr. Corey.
Negative.
Okay. What are Professor Graham's thoughts in all this?
You have classes. It's fucking February.
Don't think I should go back to work.
So it's Tuesday or whatever the 15th, right? Going to assume...
It was Monday the 16th.
Correct.
We were at 3 a.m. on Monday. We were up all Sunday night. This was... I have like four notes.
Sorry, I just
Sunday.
I read the wrong entry. You're right. It's
okay.
It's Monday the 16th. A couple hours train, a couple of connections. You're back in London. You're all exhausted. You slept slightly on the train, but now it's probably like 9 a.m. on Monday the 16th.
I will invite you all to, if you want, stay in my hotel room.
Sure.
Because it's a separate hotel. If you want to grab your things, check out, and then sleep it off. That way...
Corey is in a much more, a bit more modest hotel, but still decent. You are able to retrieve your things. Do you drop Owen off at a hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably the same one we picked up Eustace from.
Yep. Good old Charing Cross Hospital, St.
Pembroke.
Pembrokertonville Square.
It's actually pretty darn close to exactly how he described it the first time.
I know, but I wrote it down. I'm just not looking at it.
So you put it. You tuck him in the hospital. You guys are all exhausted. Do you sleep, or are you going to try and push through for things?
I just want to get on a fucking ferry. If we've got a hotel room that's not tagged, sure, we'll sleep for 6 hours.
I'll catch a nap while he's at least going to the bank.
True that.
Yeah. Do you go to the bank?
I go to the bank. Confirming, of course, what I'm getting.
Everything in the lockbox.
The holiday. It's not open.
No, because you had to carry his ass downstairs when the craziness happened to Owen. So, yes, Corey was there for...
No. I have
But we're taking everything in the lockbox, which includes all the money and the items.
You need to go to this bank.
Right. Are you doing anything else while you have made yourself unavailable for a couple of hours?
I am going to go to the bank. Did I store the things that I brought with me in the hotel room, or did I?
I assume that you put those other things wherever you would think them to be secure.
Okay. Probably just in my hotel room then.
So yes.
Okay.
Barrington knew that everybody was being tracked. Do you have a tail when you get back to London? Do you do things to, like, lose a tail on your way? Because Barrington was paranoid about that. Don't forget it. Just because of weeks.
That's true. Yeah, I'll check and see.
Yeah. You can roll spot hidden.
Yep.
You don't notice anything.
Okay. I'll stop off, have a cup of coffee.
Sure.
Buy a pack of smokes. Walk around a little bit, just take her easy, and then head to the bank.
Okay.
And get the contents of the lockbox.
Okay. Done.
And then return to the hotel room?
And then die.
I just sent a thing to Flynn. I'm just making sure Flynn remembers.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about two different things.
I don't know. Yeah. You on the same page now?
Now I'm on the same page.
Okay. That's why I said, do you go to the bank?
Oh, no, I don't go to the bank.
Okay.
I have your shit.
Oh, you already have
it? Yeah.
From the bank?
Mm-hmm. I took it out earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was hoping.
I thought we were talking about two separate
things. I was hoping that Flynn was going to be like, hey, guys, I already went to the bank, and opens his closet and all your shit's already there.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was sent over by a very angry Miss Carlisle who said, take all their shit and shut down their money.
Just because we weren't.
That went well.
Communicating or what?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
We tried. We didn't send it every day.
No, but I even asked Flynn, as I was like, Flynn, are you going to take on Mr. Corey? Do you think that he would that she would send him? And Flynn, listening to the podcast, was like, oh yeah, those motherfuckers aren't talking to her at all. She doesn't have a clue what's going on.
She's also very paranoid.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah. For good reason. She's got the fucking bloody tongue after her.
Okay. You have your shit. You have your new shit. You have your letters. You can go and get on a ferry.
I'm going to hand him the staff and say, these words and see how you feel.
No.
We're going to do that. Not the ones that you've seen. You think you hit hard with a baseball bat. Why don't you try this?
I'm doing all right.
Pussy. And then I put it. Then I hold on to it.
I beat him to death.
Doesn't take much.
Yeah, one hit point.
Just bam. He's got two right now.
Before we go to the ferry, like, I take a piece of just random paper and draw one of those eyes that's on that big headdress.
Okay.
That you took?
That I took, yeah, because I took the headdress.
Yeah.
I draw it, fold it up, put it in an envelope without a return address, and put it in their outgoing mail at the hotel to be sent to Gavigan.
Ah.
And on the back of it, it says, fuck you.
Okay. Boy. That's a choice. So you try and take apart the headdress in order to do this,
No,
right?
No. I draw a picture of the eye, just because they all look alike, right?
Yeah, you said a couple different things there, and I wasn't sure.
No, I'm not going to pluck a piece
off
of it.
You're not dismantling the headdress. You're not sending him the headdress. No. You're just writing a big old fuck you to
drawing
him.
A picture of one of the symbols of the eyes.
Okay.
And then sending that to him.
So it's the afternoon of Monday, February the 15th.
16th.
Keep looking at that. It's been the 16th all five times.
What do you want to do, asshats?
Leave.
Catch a ferry to France. And then figure out from there where the fuck we're going.
Okay.
Go get a hotel room.
What's your suggestion,
get
Corey?
A good night's sleep.
And if you say New York.
Let's just go home, pretend this thing never happened.
I'm going to get this big chick to throw you off the boat.
I'd like to see you two spar.
Yeah, you're talking.
I'd love to see you two spar.
We're going to have a hound Brienne fight eventually.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Great. So
we've already cast.
We should go to Shanghai.
Okay.
We need to talk to Jack Brady.
Yep.
I had a feeling that that's where Corey would go.
Seems like a plan.
Now, I can't remember because Carlisle didn't assume that he was still alive, right?
But
she didn't believe us.
Right. Because she was the one that identified
the fan of
bodies.
What was the date on Shakti's note?
This was January 25.
So this is a month ago. Shakti believes
Brady is still there.
Yes.
Alive.
In Shanghai.
Yep.
Which corroborates what we found out in New York.
Correct.
I dropped my pencil.
What's the fastest way to Shanghai? Orient Express to...
you think I'm kidding when they say they play horror on the Orient Express in the middle of goddamn shit. It starts in London and you can hop on the Orient Express in France and you can play the whole fucking campaign in the middle of masks. Because
yes!
The timelines
yes,
line
you
up.
Can.
Well, let's play for 5 years.
Can.
What do you think?
No.
Please no.
I would be okay with
I need
horror
to play
on the Orient Express ends terribly.
Yes, it really does. I've not listened to the end of it.
Masks has kind of started terribly, so
that's
we'll see.
Not Masks' fault.
It's Cody's.
Yeah, 100%.
Which one?
Yes.
I just want everyone to note that my name, in no place where I'm credited for the show, am I titled with the name Cody. It's always just Schroeder.
It will take you anywhere it says from 22 to 43 days to get to Shanghai.
It's like the farthest travel.
From England.
Ooh, lads.
It's plenty of time to heal up.
That's true.
We read this book that I've got in French and I've been carrying around.
We can go through the Panama, not the Panama, the Suez and get to fucking Mombasa way faster. As he consults the travel.
What's there for?
Because at this point, I don't know if the Suez
Kenya is 10 to 25 days.
Right. Depending on how fast you can get through.
Mombasa.
We'll just take a nice little holiday, do a little rest up. Everybody gets two or three rolls on their major wounds before we get to... What's on the coast of France?
You realize it doesn't take that long to get across the channel, right?
No, I know. The channel is easy. I'm talking about take overland through France, get a couple rolls on the way, be slightly healed up so that when we get to the Mediterranean...
You mean take 3 weeks of time in which we could be traveling on a boat to any other destination?
Yes, so that we can get there with more hit points than we have now.
We can heal
or
a boat.
Or we could just go to Shanghai and do the same thing.
You f***s can't leave my house till you decide where you're going, so I know which one of the 400 remaining pages I need to start reading on.
We're going to France. Open the France chapter.
There's no France chapter.
Write one.
Cody, don't you want to use
your... You know what's ironic, though? There is a France chapter in Horror on the Orient Express. Yeah.
We're not doing that.
No. No.
All right. Flynn says Shanghai. What does Lucas say?
Miss Carlisle will also probably vote Shanghai.
Okay, well, that's two.
I suppose I'd go
Do
with
we get
the
our
scary
money back?
Looking man here.
Depends on how you answer.
If we go to Shanghai.
I do believe we are, in that phrase, being Shanghai'd.
Are you in it for the long run, Graham, or are you...
Well, I'm not f***ing staying here.
I didn't know if you were going to be...
Gavigan knows him and knows his name. Why should he stay here?
I didn't say he was going to stay. Why would you assume that?
You could go somewhere else entirely.
Never mind.
You know this asshole in New York. You might want to go meet up and talk
with. I thought about sending a letter of resignation, but I don't think I'm going to do that.
You're just going to leave all your students hanging?
It's a paper trail.
Yeah.
Yep.
As long as you don't send it from France, you just retcon it.
Are you going back to your house to like pack your shit before?
I'll buy new shit. I just need a couple of changes of clothes.
Do you just carry your passport with you then? Couple
we
changes
should call
clothes,
Tarkington and have him give us his share of the gold of his gold, what's left.
What's left? He gambled it all away. And was in debt to the mob.
You ever get a response to that telegram she sent?
Which telegram? I don't remember.
Sent one a couple days ago, right?
Who did I send it to?
You sent one to Carlisle.
Yeah, before we went up north.
Before we went.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I did
guess what? She was already sending her man on a mission who has telegraphed her about 17 times since he's gotten here. Giving her apprised of all activity.
There we go. On Thursday, I sent a telegram.
It's the third day Monday. We need to send a telegram.
Mr. Corr, do you think you can handle sending a telegram to Miss Carlisle?
Yes, miss.
Thinking about it logically again, yes, Jack Brady, obviously a thought, right? If you're believing that this story is true, like, you would find it hard to believe that Jack Brady would be separated from Roger if Roger were alive. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to follow the physical evidence, then it's interesting that some things are lining up with Kenya. Like, that seems very strange as well. Egypt, obviously, is a very big draw. Australia, which just had a couple of minor points that you may want to look at from your past notes, now has significantly more notes.
The father of bats.
But there was significantly more than that.
And the rainbow snake.
because there was some stuff in there where you talked to the professor.
Yeah. Yes.
And he gave you, I believe it, the name is McWhirr.
Yes. Yep. And we have a letter of introduction. We know when he'll be there because he'll be back from his time in New York. We have a lot. We have the Ponape. We have books to read. We have books to read.
So, again, the thought is, yeah, pretty much book learning went out the door once Troy was no longer here. Was it
People of the Monolith? I can read.
No, that was what I read.
I actually had been reading the French book.
Yes, because
which
you speak
I am
French.
Already 8 weeks into because I extremed my first roll.
Sweet.
I think we go to Shanghai.
I agree.
As long, Eustace,
as we're going to Shanghai or Australia, I don't really care. Those are the two places I'm
learn the gun laws in Shanghai before we leave because you don't want to know that.
Yeah, Shanghai is not Hong Kong. Right.
Not that it would matter.
Isn't Hong Kong, wasn't Hong Kong technically British?
Well. For a long ass time. At that point, I believe. There's a point where it is and there's a point where it's not.
I don't believe it's in the 20s that it still is, but could you look that up, Internet Jazz?
Oh my God. It found Shanghai Road in Indianapolis.
Well, that's just why you don't search Google Maps.
I didn't. Oh, look, there was a Shanghai massacre in 1925.
Ooh!
The British Shanghai Municipal Police opened fire on Chinese protesters.
Oh, you mean, okay, so it is British.
It's...
Right now. The British
Till 1943,
police?
The Brits controlled the Shanghai Municipal Police.
It stopped in the middle of World War II?
That's when this particular settlement... Mm. Was ceded to China, the Chinese control.
Well,
yeah.
History.
So, we might not be safe there either. So we'll see if the warrant can get there faster than we can.
I bet it can.
I mean,
should have burned it all down.
Which is faster, a telegram or, you know, like, I don't know, a boat?
Depends on the boat.
Last time I checked, electronic signals travel significantly faster than
30 knots. Than 30 knots. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Fucking pick those assholes up. So yeah, Shanghai is the call then.
Seems like the
goodness.
Seems like the majority rule at least. Yes.
Okay, we're safe for another 3 weeks before shit starts happening in Shanghai.
Cool.
Because someone dies. On March 12th. And shit starts going down.
I'm sure that that's not in the chapter whatsoever and is important. Not to mention, like, your trip will take 3 weeks. So...
I'm aware.
Okay.
It's going to be a shit show and they're not going to care about us because it's going to be the communists versus the British and we're going to get stuck in the middle. This is going to be great, guys.
We're just looking for cults.
That's our excuse.
Cults or colts? Because I totally heard the gun.
Both.
So... I just want to make sure
we're going to Shanghai.
That, like, in a week, you're not like, oh, actually. So the thought is, at this point, you hop into France.
Secret group discussion 1 week from today.
You might want to also review Australia and Kenya.
Keep that in mind.
No, we're going to fucking Shanghai.
That's only like one major chapter in this book, and like four major chapters in this book. So I'll definitely keep up on that 666 page document.
Sounds like Kenya's four chapters.
No, no, no. That's Australia. Kenya's only one.
Okay. So, you all, badly injured, carrying probably illegal weapons. Like, hey, what are you doing with this spike-shaped bat exactly?
We left it there.
We left it in Barrington's body.
Oh, you did leave it in
Barrington. Yes, I even wrote it down and I told you
You said
you
that
this.
Was macabre.
I did,
and then he
right
did
before
it.
I pushed it into his chest.
And we wiped the fingerprints. I wrote it down in my notes. It's in the recording.
Okay. Well,
I found his meatiest,
sepiest and you all were there for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sweet, roll sand.
No, I wasn't there for this.
I was there for this.
Wait, not that one. Not the sand one. I wasn't there.
You may...
You're mutilating.
It was your idea, you crazy.
Yes, it was, and I failed my sand check. Because things go squick.
This could have changed. We're going to have to retcon this whole fucking episode because she's going to.
She knows bad shit. Murders me.
No, we'll call it three.
Three is 1/5 of your total current.
Yep.
I got that. I know. I'm got it.
Okay. So I go batch crazy on the boat.
At what point do you actually lose control of your character from a total amount of sanity points?
Zero.
Okay.
Well, we have 11 left.
Yeah, end of sense, I was down to about 4.
You better hope you roll well at this end of chapter.
Oh, hell no.
Do we get to up our ticks?
You will, as long as you're leaving England.
Yes, we are leaving Shanghai.
I'm just making sure. I want it recorded that you're leaving and you're headed to Shanghai. That's all I want.
And I'm going to read that book on the way.
I don't
want to
leave now.
Yes, you do. We're leaving. We need to level. No, we're not going to Derby. We're going to
Shanghai. The boat doesn't go to Derby. It's inland.
Turn around. We have to go back.
The airship.
What would Ms. Carlisle say?
Go to Shanghai.
Find Jack Brady.
Yeah.
Okay. What the f*** was I going to do?
You're going to destroy Jasmine.
No, yeah, that's what I was doing. You're right. You are actually 100% correct. Okay.
That just means I don't have to be there for the labor protests that are happening in Shanghai in the next 3 weeks.
No, I've decided it just means that Jasmine gets another, like, fun little crazy bit that she's, like, basically permanently crazy with.
Yep. I already have one. It's fine.
No, let's get
I don't have... I don't have one.
Let's get you one.
You had a temporary at the beginning.
I had a temporary.
Something about... Was it fur coats or something like that?
No.
That was a Peru thing, wasn't it?
That's why I said at the beginning.
Yeah, you had one from Peru.
Yeah. It was temporary.
Yeah. That's why I didn't
But it was
down.
Like a 92-hour
Roll me a D100, Jasmine, and I'll pick something out of this book.
All right. The first one is the 100s. The second one is the 10s. Well, let's try that again. That is a 45.
See which one I like.
For the audience, that was both a 3 and a 5. It fell in the crack.
I'm going to go with a phobia instead of a mania on this.
That's fine. I deal with that on a regular basis. I'm fine with that.
Flynn, be an adult.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Should I go to the fart room?
Are you ready for this? Jasmine, yes. Sybil now suffers from what I believe would be correctly pronounced as herpetophobia.
Okay.
It's not even it's Lucas that you have to worry about.
It's a fear of reptiles.
So it's me. Kind of. I like most reptiles in real life. It's just the ones that don't have legs I can't do.
So you in a soft snow on the channel, you take some sort of ferry across the way where you book passage from France, ideally through the canal. To get across the Indian Ocean and to Shanghai.
For the purposes of this phobia, it will relate to anything related to crocodiles, crocodile men, snakes, vipers,
serpents,
and most other things that are cold-blooded.
That's why I definitely picked that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
End of chapter things.
Rewards.
In terms of rewards, there are a number of them which none of you get.
Yep.
If you're doing this as a score, I'm going to give you one, and even giving you this one is probably being generous. There's words like eliminated. It's like, or words like neutralized.
Yeah.
He didn't really do a lot of that, but I'll give you one of them.
We neutralized Barrington.
Yeah.
You all get 3 San.
For the entire chapter?
Yes.
Are you able to tell us the things we didn't get?
Well, I don't know if you will ever want to go back. That's I don't imagine so. I assume we've left... Now that you are probably branded as outlaws.
You don't get anything for saving the people that were trapped?
I don't think sometimes you understand the links I go to create situations.
Then create rewards.
Dick.
He doesn't want to break the game so that we're OP when we get to Shanghai and we pass all our rolls.
That's not going to happen anyway.
No,
if he'd looked at the party, he would have known that.
Yeah, this index sucks.
I mean, like, you could have, like, done something for Owen. You get a telegram at some point from Owen that he woke up in the hospital since you guys left him there. Yep. And he's going to go to Scotland for a little while.
And go visit his grandmother?
To convalesce.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlath Otep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.